Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, on this evening, God is a good God. He's a way maker. Come on, somebody. Our God makes a way. Hallelujah. We read that thing in our church on Sunday. Jesus said, I am the way. My God, what a powerful statement from our Lord and Savior. It seemed like there's no way in the world, no way this can happen or that can happen. But Jesus says, I am the door. I am the way. And I thank God when we pray, when we ask of him, when we come to God, he continues to make ways where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So we praise him. We pray to him. We call on the name of the Lord. And we thank God for these Tuesday night prayers. Jesus said to his disciples when he was living in that Garden of Gethsemane, pray with me. Agree with me. Stand with me. For 1 hour, and we thank God as we come together, God honors this time together, and I believe that he's going to honor even our time together as we pray to him tonight in Jesus' name. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 15, beginning at verse number 21, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 15, beginning at verse number 21, it says, leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from a demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, Jesus. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. I believe, even as I read this scripture, I read it at work, I read it again today, that somebody's request is being granted tonight. Somebody is praying to God, and you got some prayers on the altar. You have some things, some petitions, some supplications before God. And I believe by faith that God has already given you an affirmation. God has already in the spirit realm given you a yes. Maybe not to every prayer, but there are some prayers God is saying, look, expect change. Expect deliverance. Expect something different to be in that particular situation. Expect something to be altered in that particular area of that prayer concern. And just like this woman, there is a mother who is grieved on what's going on with her daughter. And sometimes, you know, our children, sometimes they're young, sometimes they're older, and maybe they're not getting to Jesus like we think they need to get to Jesus. But we as their parents, glory be to God, we can go to God on their behalf. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We can stand in the gap. We can go to Jesus and say, Lord, bless my child. God, my son need the hand of the God on his life. God, my daughter right now is out of your will, but I believe by faith that if you minister to her, if you touch her, if you do what I cannot do, I believe by faith, God, that you will turn every negative thing around. The influence and pull of this world on our children, glory be to God. We as parents, we as mothers and fathers can destroy that yoke that's trying to destroy our children. That's why we pray for families. We cover our children on this prayer line because this mother got a yes, Lord, from Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, the insult didn't even faze her. The disciples were like, send her away. She keeps bothering us. She keeps nagging us. She keeps coming after us. And sometimes that's how it is with people in our day. They don't want you to pray as much as you pray. They don't want you to go to church and ask God. But God is saying, no, if you're determined, then he said, I have not seen this kind of great faith. There's a faith that can get God's attention. Hallelujah. There is a determination. There is a persistence. There is a glory be to God. There is a perseverance that you can display before God Almighty, and it will get the attention of God in heaven. He said, don't quit. We said on this prayer line a lot, pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. It gets the heart and mind of God. And grace and mercy and goodness is on your life. I'm so glad, Pastor, that there are some blessings we don't even have to qualify for. Amen. Amen. It's not our good works. It's not our holiness. Amen. It's not that we crossed every T and dotted every I. Amen. Some of us made bad mistakes. Some of us lost our temper. Glory be to God. Some of us, in the name of Jesus, did something outside of the will of God. But God says, no, that does not disqualify you. Hallelujah. You're still going to get blessed because it's in God's nature. He's a good God.
Yes.
So I'm glad when I miss the mark, it does not disqualify me or you from God's best.
Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight that favor may not be fair, but it's your way. You want to bless us. You want our children right with you. You want our families to be healed and whole, God, in the name of Jesus. You want our marriages to work, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. You want our families to be functioning and not dysfunctioning, glory be to God. So we're praying tonight for the family. We even pray for our church family, New Creation Christian Ministries, every member, every family, God, every person represented under that church, God. Oh, bless them and bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory, God. Let your hand and your favor be on their life. Keep them from evil, God. Help them to walk holy. Help them to live godly in the name of Jesus. Help them to take control of their fears and their anxieties, God. Oh, glory be to God. Remove the stress and the worry off of your people, God. Destroy every yoke and every burden in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that this woman, her daughter, got those demons that was possessing her daughter. It said that same hour when Jesus answered her request, the other text says she got home, Pastor, and her daughter was healed. Her daughter was delivered. Her daughter was set free. Glory be to God. And as we pray tonight, I believe yokes are going to be destroyed. I believe, glory be to God, change is going to take place. I believe the manifestation and the demonstration of miracles are about to launch from this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, so what we bind on this earth, it will be bound in our heaven. And what we loose on this earth, it will be loosed in heaven. Life and death is in our tongue. And we're speaking life to our children. We're speaking life to our circumstances. We're speaking life to our money. We're speaking life to those things that don't seem like they're moving and activating. Oh, glory be to God. We're taking back from the enemy's camp what the devil stole from us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we take it right now by faith. Hallelujah. You said to that mother that that was great faith, and we pray for every mother tonight. We pray for every grandmother tonight. We pray for every father, every grandfather, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to bless them, God. You would continue to move. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, not by power, not by might, but you said it's going to be through your spirit.
Yes, God.
So we thank you, Lord, for your spirit ruling and reigning in the name of Jesus. So, God, as we continue to pray,
yes, God,
as we believe in you by faith, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. To God be the glory.
Yes, God.
Deacon Carmen, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to open up your phone line.
Yes, God.
To God be the glory. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
You can go ahead. Go forward. Yes.
God bless you.
Bless you, too. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, for keeping us safe, Lord. Thank you for our families, a roof over our heads, Lord, food to eat. For our health, Lord, thank you for loving us, forgiving us of our sins, for dying for us, for your infinite mercy, for second chances, Lord, because we're not perfect and we never will be, but you always forgive us over and over again, Lord. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Let your spirit reign through this prayer line, Lord. Speak to your people. Let us hear what you want us to hear. Heal the sick in the hospital and at home. You're Jehovah Rapha, Lord, our healer. Heal diabetes, fibromyalgia, hypertension, heart disease, cancer. Lord, heal them all. Put your hand on them, Lord. Do your will, Lord. Send all these diseases to the pits of hell where they belong, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord, because you made us to be whole, Lord, and the devil comes and tries to put this in our lives to discourage us, so we could lose our faith. We can be depressed, Lord, and that's not your will, Lord. So please touch your people and heal them in Jesus' name. Bless our children, Lord. Put a hedge of protection around them. Keep them safe from the evil works of the enemy, Lord. Bless our college students, do well in school, and to obtain their degrees, Lord. Bless all the single moms who are struggling to raise their children. It's not an easy job, but with you, all things are possible. Bless the pastors. Bless them mightily. They are doing a great job winning souls and taking care of your sheep. Put a hedge of protection around them and their family.
Thank you, God.
Bless the homeless. Let them find shelter and food. Keep them safe, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord. We break every chain of the devil, Lord. Deliver your people, Lord. Bring us closer to you, Lord. Help us to stay connected to you, Lord. Take care of our military guys and military men who are ready to serve and protect our country. Keep them safe. Have your way, Lord. We praise you. We adore you. We worship your worship
God.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. You are an awesome God. You are a good God. You are a God. You come right on time. You're never too early. You're never too late. You're right on time, Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We adore you. Help us to get closer to you. Help us to get closer to you and to depend and trust more in you. Help us to accept your will, Lord, because even though things might not always go our way, your way is always the perfect way, Lord. So help us to accept your will, Lord, because your line in Jesus' name, amen, Lord. Take over this prayer line. Talk to your people, Lord. Help them hear what you want them to hear. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them mightily, Lord. Take control. Take control, Lord. Speak through your servants, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you for
you,
being
Jesus.
Such an awesome God. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives, Lord. If we had a million tongues, we could never thank you enough, Lord. So we thank you,
God.
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for protecting us and even things that we don't know of, that you protect us on a daily basis, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are Lord. You are God. You are mercy. You are awesome, God. We love you. We want to serve more. We want to get closer to you, Lord. We want to pray more. We want to depend on you more. Lord, have your way, Lord. Just have your way, Lord. Have your way. Do whatever needs to be done,
Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
I said, have your way and help us to accept your way, Lord, because your way is the best way, Lord. So hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless all the members at NCCM. Bless them mightily. Bless their families, Lord. Bless their seed, Lord. Bless them all. Help bring in the laborers, Lord. To our church, east, west, south, north, help them, Lord. Let them come, Lord. Let them come to help our pastors, Lord. Bless them. Bless them mightily, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Please forgive us. With you, in you, we will be perfect, Lord. Help us to read our Bibles more. Talk to us through our Bibles.
Jesus.
Talk to us through prayers. Help us to depend on you and to go to you for everything, Lord. Help us to rely on you because you are a maker, Lord, and you know what is best for us, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' blessed name. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Have your way, God.
Hallelujah. Our politicians, bless our president, bless our country, Lord. No matter how ugly things might look, or we have to depend on you to know that we don't have to worry because your will be done. Your will
Jesus.
Will be done. Because you know what you're doing, and you know you're going to do what you need to do in your time, Lord. So we shouldn't worry. We should learn to trust in God and put our faith in Him and believe in Him and to know that He's going to do the best for us. So worrying is not going to help. We just have to learn to believe and trust in you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless name. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Bless this prayer line. Bless everybody who's going to come on this prayer line, Lord. Like I said, speak to them. Let them know what you want them to know. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory for your name. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah.
He closed and he opens doors that need to be opened, Lord. You are the God of turnaround, Lord. We don't have to worry. We just have to have a faith as big as a mustard seed. And you will, do what needs to be done, Lord. So hallelujah to you, Lord. We thank you. We love you,
thank
Lord.
You.
We praise your name. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are wonderful, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you,
yes,
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord.
We
love you,
Jesus. We are thankful and grateful.
Yes,
in
Jesus'
name,
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
we are
God.
Thankful and grateful.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank
there
you.
There are many open doors.
Amen.
You said it's to be thankful and grateful for the open door. And we thank God for the, even on this prayer line, there are many opportunities, many open doors. Many of us have overcome, and there's other stuff to overcome. So as God is going to honor that prayer, praying for our children and our families. We thank you as you went forward. We're going to start taking callers. If you press one on your phone, we would just touch and agree with you tonight. We believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. And Deacon, we thank God for you as you prayed. Amen. Touching and agreeing for family. And you said it, Deacon. None of us are perfect. And we thank God. We serve a perfect God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and in spite of our flaws and our in spite of our shortcomings.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for grace.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Deacon. God bless you. Thank you for that powerful prayer. Do you have any prayer requests going tonight?
No, that's okay. I'll give somebody else a chance. It's quite all right. God bless you guys. I love you.
Amen. God bless you. Father God, we just thank you for Deacon Carmen, oh God. We thank you for her servanthood, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her commitment to her pastors and her church, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, and we ask, Father God, that you continue to keep her, protect her, and bless her children, bless her household, oh God. Bless, oh God, Ricky as he's away, Father God, at boot camp. We thank you, Lord, that you are keeping him, oh God. We ask that you bless her grandchildren and Ricky's wife, April, oh God. Lord, bless the Zoe in the womb. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the miracle that's about to come forth in the earth realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. When the doctor said no, you said yes, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you supersede all the plans of man, Lord. Oh God. So continue to bless this woman, oh God. Your hand is on her life.
Yes.
We thank you for spiritual growth. We thank you, Lord, for using her on this prayer line as one of the prayer intercessory warriors.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her heart, God. We thank you for the young people that love her and how she pours into the young people with us at the church, God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for just her being there to be the lift of our arms, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, bless her above and beyond what she can think, ask, or imagine. She's not asking for things, oh God, but you know the prayers of her heart. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would give her, she delights herself in you, that you would give her the prayers of her heart, that you would give her those things that she is requesting, the desires for her family, for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, that you, for her marriage, for her husband, oh God, that you would give her the desires of her heart. So, Lord, we thank you, and that's what I hear God saying, because you have been faithful, because you have been faithful, I am releasing the desires of your heart.
Jesus.
My God, I am releasing the answers to your prayers.
You, God.
My God, God knows your heart. my God, and he is releasing everything, and he is in due season.
Amen.
One blessing after the other. God says, like you said, he is the God of the turnaround. So prepare yourself and live in expectation no matter what it looks like.
Expect God to move.
Expect God, because he surely is moving on your behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, we thank God for you, Deacon. Love you. God bless you. We're going to start taking these callers. Hallelujah. Because even as you was talking to Deacon, I thought about that movie Facing the Giants, where he became overwhelmed with God's blessings. A great movie. And I see that for Deacon. God's about to overwhelm you in the name of Jesus. We're going to get to every caller. This first caller coming from the area code of 919. God bless you this evening. Area code 919 in the number 6.
Hello, God bless you all. This is Shaquella Collins. Hey, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you.
God Shaquella. Bless you, Shaquella. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you all. I have my grandmother here, and I would like for you guys to pray for her and also pray for me for transportation and change. But I'm going to put her on the phone so you guys can pray for her.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, hello. God bless you, Mother. How are you?
I'm great. Thank God. Thank God.
Well, to God be the glory. Can we ask
yes.
your name?
Joyce Johnson.
Joyce?
Yes.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter, God. We thank you, hallelujah, whatever she stands in the need of, God, that you're a prayer-answering God. We thank you, Lord, that you have, hallelujah, shown her a long life. And, God, we continue, hallelujah, to pray her strength in the Lord. We thank you for Shaquilla's grandmother, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to bless her, Lord, even as her granddaughter is a blessing, God. We thank you for the godly example, Lord, that she leads before the family. We thank you, Lord, that she still has prayers on the altar in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, God, that she continues to be a witness of your goodness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, grant her favor. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning for her life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You brought her over many a mountain and many a hill. And, God, I thank you that you are the one that kept her even in the valley, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, continue to bless her. Heal every area that needs to be healed. Deliver her in every area of life. Cut a bowl, Shata, in the name of Jesus. And we bind up any force, any demonic force, any wagging tongue, anything, God, that's trying to come against her or her family, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen her. Even if she's weak in certain areas, God, we pray strength. We believe by faith, God, hallelujah, that you will renew her strength, God. Give her vitality, God. Give her vigor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you that every bodily organ will function to full capacity in the name of Jesus. Regulate her blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that any sicknesses or disease, we bind it up right now. Glory be to God. And we take authority with our word. You said you sent your word that mother might be healed in the name of Jesus. So, God, give her joy. Give her joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. And, God, as she pray for her grandchildren, as she pray for her children, God, let us see the goodness of the Lord. Let us see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. And we're going to pray for Shaquilla concerning transportation, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, give her the vehicle that she needs. Give her the finances and the resources that she needs. In the name of Jesus. God, you're a way maker. So bless Shaquilla, God. Give her favor, Lord. Give her the transportation that she needs. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, God, we pray that
yes.
you continue to rain down blessings from heaven. For this grandmother and her granddaughter.
Yes, God.
Bless the entire family.
Yes, God.
Everybody connected to these two women.
Mm.
Everyone connected to these two women of God.
Mm.
Bless them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Mother Joyce, as Pastor was praying for you, I heard the Lord say, he's restoring your joy. He's bringing you to
yes.
higher heights of joy.
He's a praiser.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you keep praising
yes.
him no matter what's going on. And I heard God say, you've
yes.
been faithful over the little. You've been faithful
yes.
over the little. And he's about to release
yes.
much to you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And there's some prayers that you have on the altar. Hallelujah. There's some prayers that you have on the altar. God says, let her know
Jesus.
That I have heard her prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has heard your prayers. And that he wants
yes.
you to know that he hears. God wants you to know that you can pray and ask him for anything in faith. My
yes,
God.
Family covered.
My God. My God.
Yes.
My God. Because he hears your prayers. My God. You are a warrior.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank you, Lord, for this warrior, this prayer warrior. You have, I see you walking the floor praying for your family. My God, just
yes.
praying, you know, just laying at bed and just lifting up prayers for your family.
Yes.
And God is showing
yes.
you the answer to your prayer. There's some of your kids and grandkids, you want them to be saved. And God said, they shall be saved in the name of Jesus. How the devil can't get them. Hell can't have them,
Jesus.
God, they shall be saved because you prayed, because you covered them
yes.
with the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank
yes.
you for Mother of Joy. So, God, continue to bless her and keep her. And I see God
thank
is
you.
Beginning to release some symptoms that have been in your body, even as Pastor was
yes.
praying for healing.
Healing is
I saw God relieving some symptoms and bringing manifestation of healing to your body
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So Lord, we thank you for
thank
the
you,
manifesting
Lord.
Healing. And Jay, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Receive your healing by the stripes of Christ, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We declare her healed in the name of Jesus.
And
Lord, we thank you for the power in that. Hey, my God. We thank you for power in that name. In Jesus' name,
yes.
amen.
Well, Mother,
amen.
We thank God that we had the opportunity to pray for you tonight.
Yes.
Shaquille is a
thank
blessing
you.
To the prayer line. And amen.
Mother's on fire. She's a warrior. Amen.
You
yes.
are a praiser, Mother.
Yes.
Keep praising God. Keep worshiping
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Yes. Yes.
I know you're a praiser, and the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Well, God bless you. Call us again. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Well, God bless you. All right, Mother. God bless you. You're so welcome. We thank God for her and her granddaughter, Shaquilla, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I think, let me see if she, Mother, did you have something to say? Hello?
She just said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. Amen, Shaquilla. And we're believing God by faith that he, just like, I don't know if you were there at the beginning when we read the story, the prayers that you have on the altar that are granted as well. And we're believing God for you as far as
yes.
it relates to that
oh,
transportation
God.
That you need. God's going to make a way, we believe, by faith. In the name of Jesus, even as your grandmother
amen.
Has been a blessing to your life, God is going to answer her prayers through you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Persevere in faith.
Amen.
I just hear God saying to you, Shaquilla, don't give up. Persevere in
faith. Continue to move forth in faith, my God.
Amen.
Keep praising God. Amen. Keep going after God. The more you, I hear God saying, the more she comes after me, the more I'm going to bless her. My God, hallelujah. And God, I see God's hand, and in his hand is everything that you need. My God, hallelujah.
Just
so keep going for God. Keep seeking his faith. Seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6, 33, 34.
Read it tonight.
All the way through. Matthew 6:33 all the way down. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, because this is your season of release. In Jesus' name, my God. My God.
Well, God bless you, Shakula. We thank God for you. And yes, do that if you can tonight. Read Matthew chapter number 6.
Yes.
It's going to bless your spirit and it's going to get in your spirit. It's a wonderful scripture to live in and govern your life by. Matthew chapter number 6. Amen?
Chapter 6. Amen. I sure will.
Yes, Matthew chapter number 6. Read the entire thing. It's going to bless you.
Okay. God bless.
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless
Amen.
You. Amen.
We
praise
thank God,
God
for her. We're going to take
praise
another
God.
Caller.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
to
you,
God
Lord.
Be the glory.
Amen.
Area code 678. 678. God bless you.
You are here touching every heart. We worship you. We worship you. You are here turning life around. We worship you. We worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, that is who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being a waymaker, Lord. Thank you for your miracles and wonders, Lord. Thank you for your healing on this life there, Lord. Thank you for touching everybody's life there, God. Thank you, Lord. We're so thankful. We're thankful to you, dear Lord. I am so thankful to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. To God be all the glory. To God be
glory.
All the name, dear God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to
thank
pray
you.
For those people I pray for those people that they get to know God the way I know him. And I thank
yes.
God so much for his wisdom, his direction, his hands over my whole family and those that I love, especially over the two pastors, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, dear God. Bless them mightily, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
That's all I'm asking for people to get to know who God is. Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Thank Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful.
Thank you, Lord.
To you, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
And that's,
thank
that's
you,
my
Lord.
Prayer request for people that don't know who God is. That they can get to know who he really is. Today,
well, we're going
to pray. Yeah, let me tell you, today in my job, a missionary came by, and he came bringing us some CDs, and he said it was a whole bunch of them. They just came from overseas, and they come here. He was hungry. We gave him to eat, and they didn't ask for money or anything, but they had lots of CDs, and he was so grateful. And then I went to another place, and there was another guy giving out CDs. People are spreading the word. God
Amen.
Is still alive, and we have to keep
yes.
him alive
yes.
everywhere we go, because God is good. God is awesome. God is everything. Without him, we won't be nothing.
Amen. Amen.
That lady that you were praying for, Jerome's mother, our friend, her name is Jan, and she is out of the hospital. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus,
Jesus,
for answering
thank you, Lord.
Prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And she
yes,
thanks
God.
You too, Pastor. Thank you.
Well, we thank God for Jan being released from the hospital. The prayers of the righteous avail us much. We take no credit. God gets all the glory. But we thank God as you brought her to this prayer line, Brother Jerome. We thank God for you and him and everything connected to him in the name of Jesus. As you said, that praise report is encouraging somebody tonight. Like you said, Sister Maria, there's so many that don't know him. But the Bible says this gospel will be preached.
Amen.
Some think he's slack, he's tarrying, but he said he wished that all repent. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So God is not
glory
slack concerning
God.
His promise, but he's tarrying for a reason. Hallelujah. And I thank God
hallelujah.
He's tarrying for more so. A young man named Elisha gave his life to Christ at our church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God. And he was 16 years old. And he is 16 years old, and he gave his life to Christ, and we're going to pray tonight because there are more out there like him, so we're going to pray and thank
amen.
You for that request in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We pray right now for the unbeliever. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for everybody who has not yet called on the name of the Lord and received you as their personal Lord and Savior. We pray in the name of Jesus. You said the devil of this world has blinded the minds of those who do not yet believe. And right now we pray, Lord, that your power will outweigh the power of the devil in the name of Jesus. God, save souls that are lost. God, open up the eyes of those who are blind in the spirit. Hallelujah. God, right now, come into this nation, come into this world, go into every city, every country, every region, and just let your hand, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. God, you so love this world that you sent your only son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish. And Sister Maria, we're standing in a gap, and we're believing that souls will be saved tonight. We believe by faith, God, that many hundreds and thousands will give their life over to you. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Hallelujah. I'm going to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us today,
our daily
bread, and forgive us, God, of our sins, as we, Lord, forgive those who have sinned against
us.
Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Amen.
So I thank God. I love the Lord's Prayer. That prayer say, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I thank God that you have a heart. You have a heart for people that are lost, heart for people that are not saved yet.
Yes.
And I believe this prayer is going to make a difference
yes,
in the lives of so many people. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And God bless her.
Yes,
bless her new dwelling place. Bless her son and her grandson. Bless bless her family.
Yes.
Bless her seed
thank
and her offspring.
Yes.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
So God, we thank you.
Thank you, Keith.
We give you praise for Sister Maria.
Yes, God.
Keep singing.
Thank you,
keep praising.
My God.
Keep
thank
honoring
you,
God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God's gonna bless you.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
But we thank God for you.
Amen.
We thank God for you.
Yes.
The spirit of humility that wants to pray for people that are hurting
yes.
us.
Yeah.
Pastor, that's
and
admirable.
I thank God for
yes.
you.
And it's honorable.
And I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Love you.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Have a good
Hallelujah.
Night.
Amen.
God, have a good
Amen.
Night.
She just over, she's overflowing
she,
with
she's
joy.
She's on fire with
joy.
Joy
of the Lord truly is her strength.
Yes.
My
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Area code 757. God bless you. Area code 757. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, when you prayed that prayer, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
We can hear you. Sister Rita, God bless.
God bless you. When you were praying that prayer, the Lord's prayer, I just had to come in confirmation because I was praying that this week or this past week. And as I was praying, the Lord was just bringing. I just felt like what was being said was that, or reminded that he was telling his disciples that's the prayer that he told them to pray. When his disciples asked, how do we pray? And it came to my attention, you know, we're praying so many prayers. And this is the prayer that you, Jesus, said that we should pray. And as that was coming to my attention, just seeing the purpose of it, you know, just seeing the purpose of that prayer. And there
my
was
God.
A purpose that he taught the disciples to pray that prayer. It was for a reason. And as you were praying that prayer, what he desires for us to pray, it's his
Jesus.
Will being done. His kingdom
Jesus.
Coming. Because the purpose of the kingdom coming to earth as it is in heaven. There's so many things that are happening, and just trying to live a godly life and trying to live as he desires us to live in this world. And, you know, the prayer that I'm thinking about Peter, how he prayed that bold prayer. Don't take us out. Strengthen us. Strengthen us.
Yeah,
amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. Come on.
And that, because it's not that we should be taken out. I mean, if that's all it was, we'd be saved and taken home, and we wouldn't be anything else to do. But there's a purpose that he has for us to be here. There's times when there's so much stuff going on. I mean, I've experienced it. There's times when it's like, enough. I've had enough. And I was experiencing that even in the past 2 days. It's like, you know what? I don't even want to be here anymore. Because looking around and so much going on, it's like, I don't want to be in this anymore. You know, there's nowhere that I desire to be here. And that's what takes me back to the purpose. There's a reason that I'm here. There's a purpose. And it just continues to bring me back to his purpose for me being here. And he has a purpose for the body of Christ being here. And he has a purpose for us. Praying that prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And just that we would be living the life that he desires for us to live. Forgiving. Because what's the use in holding onto all of that stuff instead of forgiving others? It's just such uselessness all around. And our
Amen.
God has given us purpose. He has a purpose for this earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So the earth doesn't belong to the enemy. That's this deceitful lie from the pit of hell. The earth is the Lord's. This world doesn't belong to the devil. This world system. But the earth is our inheritance. The earth belongs to our God. And he has a purpose for us to be here and for souls and for lives to be changed and for captives to be set free. There's a purpose in these things because God desires that none should perish. And as you were praying that prayer, it just brought a whole lot of stuff back to mind and confirmed some things that God was showing me even as I was praying that prayer last week and previous weeks. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, to God be the glory. And as you said, the Lord's Prayer, God teach us, Jesus teach us to pray. And as you said about forgiveness, and all of us have had that question, God, can we learn the lessons in this thing called life? Is there an easier way? Is there an alternative? Even Jesus said,
if this cup can be taken away from me. And mm-hmm. and as you said, Sister Rita, we got to realize that the purpose of saving souls, the mm-hmm. purpose of forgiveness, mm-hmm. the purpose of God's will is at hand. He wished that nobody perish. So we are reminded tonight there's a bigger purpose than what we're actually walking through as individuals.
Oh my God. Yes.
And we thank
yes.
God for your godly insight and revelation
yes.
on that. Even today, it applies to us.
Yes.
We're still here living and breathing for
yes,
a reason.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
And as we're living and breathing, as you said, God has a purpose for all of us.
Mm-mm-mm.
To God be the glory.
And amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And we're walking out that purpose. Amen. To walk out His will.
Yes.
You know, it hurts sometimes. My God. It hurts. Like you said, it gets to the point sometimes where it hurts, you know, like, Lord, take the pain out of it, you know, take the sting out of it. And that's what takes the sting out of it, when we focus on His will and not our will, when we focus on His will and not our circumstances. I heard a preacher today say, when I was saying it hurts, that totally slipped my mind, but I'm going to come back to me. Amen. I heard a preacher say today, when you get to the point where you're despairing of life's circumstances, then that's the time to praise the Lord.
Wow.
And I almost jumped out of my chair.
Wow.
I almost jumped out of my chair because I've been saying that for so long. But he said, meditate on the Psalms. Because they remind us, those are songs of praise, and they remind us, you know, of His goodness, of His mercy, of God's grace, of God's of divine will, my God, of His, what He has already ordained, my God, oh, my God, of His providence, my God, and of His love, oh, glory. And you know what? It reminds us that trouble don't last always. Oh, my God, trouble don't last. I know that's not grammatically correct, but trouble don't last always. It feels like it. That's when the devil gets you in that vice grip, and he makes you feel like you're going to be going through that thing for a while. You feel like you can't even breathe. My God. But God said, I heard God, as you were speaking, I heard the warrior in you, and I heard God say, now know that this too shall pass. My God. Hallelujah. And there shall be glory after this. My God, hallelujah. So, yes, you got to forgive. My God, forgive. And I just feel a supernatural release in the atmosphere that we forgive those who have hurt us. Hallelujah. Give them over to the Lord. Lord, help me to forgive. Hallelujah. I want to retaliate. I want to lash out. I want to curse somebody out. But, Lord, help me to forgive. I gotta release them so I can release myself. My God, in the name of Jesus. So that is powerful what you were sharing. This powerful the revelation from the Lord's Prayer.
He's providing. God's in control.
Jesus, glory. Hallelujah. I give relinquish all to you. And that's the sacrifice. When Jesus was in that garden, he was like, Father, Father, if you be willing, take this cup from me. Take it from me.
There's another way.
He prayed three times. See, they don't tell me you can't keep going to God with the same thing. He prayed three times, take this cup from me. But then he had what you just told us tonight. He had a nevertheless. Oh, my God. Nevertheless,
thy will,
not my will, but let thy will be done. My God, let us pray. Father God, we praise your name, we worship you, we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for your warrior woman, your daughter of Zion, leader. Oh God, we thank you for your hand upon her life. Lord, we speak life to every weary place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of the enemy, we bind up every spirit of frustration. We bind up every spirit of of wanting, discouragement. We bind up every spirit of wanting to give up. My God, in just giving up. No, your purpose has not been fulfilled yet. In the name of Jesus, your time for paradise has not yet come. In the name of Jesus, your time for, my God, God says, I am, hallelujah, strategically placing you. Oh, my God, I am strategically placing you, my God, for your next assignment, says the Lord.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for strategically placing Sister Rita for her next assignment. We thank you for strengthening her. We thank you, Lord, for the undergirding, God. We thank you, Lord, for your word, which runs deep in her heart, through her veins, oh, God. Your word has she hidden in her heart, oh, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word is sustaining her, that your word is keeping her, God. We thank you that your word is strengthening her. It's a Holy Ghost, my God, ID, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's bringing life, oh God, hallelujah, to every dead place, to every weary place, to every, my God, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, oh God, we thank you, Lord. And you know what I see in that IV? You know what I see in that spiritual IV? I see the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over your life. We plead the blood of Jesus over your family, everybody that's connected to you. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are above and never beneath. You are the top and not the bottom. You are the blessed, oh, the blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, oh, glory, hallelujah, you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. My God, my God, and this is your harvest time. My God, this is the time where you will bear much fruit. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, open doors, huh, that no man can shut. God, make a way, huh, out of no way. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For supernatural overflow in Sister Rita's life. Lord, she, Mama Koshadama, open up the windows of heaven. Open up the windows of heaven. We pull on that heavenly bank account right now, God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour her out that blessing. Oh God, that promise blessing, that covenant blessing, that blessing that's so big that she can't even receive it. And Lord, give her favor. Give her favor.
Give her favor.
Wherever she goes.
Yes.
Heal every broken place. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
have
oh.
Fine, God.
Pour in the oil. Pour in the balm. Pour in the balm.
Yes.
Heal every broken place, my God, in the name of Jesus. And as Pastor Emily continues to pray, we cover you with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, meet every need. You say you will supply all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Now, God, we thank you for her mindset. We thank you that she has a kingdom mindset. Even as she told us tonight about the Lord's Prayer, everybody at this prayer line, we are reminded that your kingdom, your will be done, God. Now, God, use it to be a light unto her family. God, you always give her an opportunity and an open door. We bind up discouragement and frustration in every area, God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak peace, Lord. We speak peace and calmness and solace to every situation, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, greater is he that's in Sister Rita than he that is in this world. Love on her, God. Protect her. Shield her, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I even as I said, shield her and put a hedge around her. I saw you like Job. I saw you like Job in the Bible. The devil can do but so much. He's limited. Hallelujah. There's certain areas of your life he's restricted. Hallelujah. There's certain things he can't even touch. Glory be to God. So there's a shield and hedge around your life.
Yeah.
And God even limits the enemy from having his way with you.
because the devil wants to do more, but he can't. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, because I saw the warring and the ministering angels, my God. Hallelujah. Just children and protecting the warring angels and the ministering angels, just ministering that peace, my God, and just ministering to her, my God.
He has peace.
He ate glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Doesn't matter the storm raging. God's going to give you a peace, just like they were in that boat. And the boat, there was a great calm, Pastor.
Yes.
He spoke. Oh, there it is. God is telling me to tell you,
glory.
Start speaking to your wind and your waves.
Oh, glory. Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
God said it's in your mouth. Speak to your wind and speak to your waves, and there's going to be a great calm.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. So God has given you the power to speak to it, and you're going to see a great calm in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Rebecca, Lord God. Thank you for the prayer line, Lord God.
Amen.
Thank you for the on the prayer line, Lord God. I just praise you and thank you, Lord God, for your divine connection on this prayer line, Lord God, for all that you're doing in and through our lives, Lord God. You're preparing us for what you have coming, and you have prepared and you are preparing those of us on this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you that you're bringing in more, Lord God. You're bringing in and you're raising up warriors. You're raising up intercessors. You're raising us up for such a time as this, Lord God. I thank you that you're equipping us. You're putting in our hands the weapons of warfare in our hands and our feet are sharp, Lord God. Woo. The weapons of warfare. The weapons of our warfare are not flesh and blood. They're mighty through God. They're mighty through God. Lord, I thank you for the equipping of the saints, the equipping of your warriors, the equipping of your people, Lord God, for such a time as this, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God. Your word shall not return unto you void, but it will go forth accomplishing that which you please and that which you sent it forth to do. It will not return void. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your hand of protection upon us and your hedge of protection around us, Lord God. Thank you for your angels that encamp round about your people, Lord God. I thank you for every household on this line, Lord God, that you're watching over everyone and every household represented, Lord God, every family and household represented on this line, Lord. I thank you for your hand of protection upon us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, that you protect what you have begun in this ministry and our pastors, Lord God, that you are faithful to complete what you began in them and in this ministry, Lord God. Nothing can come against it. Nothing can stand strong against
Lord.
It because what you have begun, you are faithful to complete it. I thank you, Lord God, for the completion of your work by your word, and it's covered by the blood in the mighty name of Jesus, and led by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Rita, the prayer line heard your prayer. I thank you for praying for all of our families.
Woo.
All of our loved ones,
my God.
Our jobs, our
my
careers,
God.
The ministry.
Yeah,
she prayed.
Jesus.
And I felt it too, Pastor. We thank God as you pray tonight. I believe heaven heard you and heaven's going to respond to you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Love you. God
Amen.
Bless you.
She is a
Amen.
Blessing. To the church,
God,
blessing to her pastor.
God is raising up prayer warriors.
Yeah, she prayed.
Prayer line.
She prayed, prayed fervently, and we
Jesus.
Thank God for her due diligence in prayer. She said, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal."
Jesus.
Area code 216. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. It's Barbara in Cleveland.
Amen. God bless
you. God bless you, Barbara. Amen.
I want to say I really enjoyed the tag team message on Sunday with the both of you did online, and I really, really enjoyed that. It was powerful. So I hope you guys do that again.
Amen. Do you know how hard that is?
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
But we thank God it was a blessing putting faith in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the message, and I'm glad it was a blessing to you.
It was a mighty blessing. I want to give a quick testimony. Last week I had to stop in the doctor's office. There were some symptoms I could not ignore. My doctor was actually called in sick, so her colleague was taking his patients and her patients, so we were there a long time waiting and everything. And
wow.
I'm just going to say he gave me a bunch of prescriptions and stuff, and I walked out of there. It took me like 4 hours to get through all of that. And he gave me some prescriptions, and you know how you just kind of like, you know, I think I'll come back when my doctor's there. But the Lord gave me a strategy to get rid of the pain even without all that stuff. So, you know, the great physician took care of me after all was said and done.
Amen.
Wow.
But I gave a testimony last week, and I got a beautiful word from the Lord that I'm a light and a really bright light. And then yesterday I got smacked with something.
Oh,
I beautiful. Last week's testimony, thought everything had been worked out. Had made all kind of arrangements, everything would be fine, and then everything got shut off. And I said, what's going on? They said, well, that doesn't take effect till next month, so a month from now. So totally offline. I had 3 assignments due yesterday that I could not get submitted. That disconnects me from what I'm doing for my family, along with the struggle that it puts me in physically here in my home. So just asking for prayer for, I am at the door of things turning around. Like, I am so close to things turning around, and then this happens, and I was just so upset because of, like, God, I can't even continue to send my messages out. I can't check up on people. I've been scrambling, making calls and connections and seeing what I can do, and so far it's come up dry. I was able to contact my academic advisor by text, and she got a hold of my professor. So I said, I didn't want you to think I just disappeared off the face of the earth. And she said she would keep it in mind when I'm able to submit my work. She'll keep that in mind when she does the grades. But everything is due on Fridays and Mondays. Every week we have assignments due Fridays and Mondays. Mm-hmm. And so there's always at least 5 or 6 assignments that have to be done each week. And so when you get behind, it just, you know, so there's that part of it. But the main part of it is physically I need something to change. I needed to change, like, immediately, because it's just, you know, it just needs to change immediately. So I appreciate your prayers.
Amen. We're gonna go before God, and we know that prayer work, prayer changes things, and we believe even it seems like it's the last minute, or sometimes it seems like God is not moving. This is why we pray, because He's a miracle working God.
Yes.
And right now you're standing in the need of a miracle.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for Barbara tonight, God. You know her situation better than we know it, even probably better than she knows it, God. Hallelujah. And you're a God that's able. And right now she's calling on you. She's calling on the prayer line. She's calling for supernatural intervention, God. We said you're provident. That means you are in control. And God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you would bless her, that you would come in and make a way. We were talking about it all night, where there seems to be no way. And God, we believe by faith that you will manifest this miracle that she needs, God. That she needs the money. She needs the provision. She needs the miracle. She needs the God, everything, even concerning her classwork and concerning the things that she does as far as to her family, God. She said it's kind of difficult, almost impossible to continue this way. And God, we believe by faith that you would do something, God, that would turn this situation around. In the name of Jesus. And God, we have not because we ask not. God, send it in the name of Jesus. The benefactor, give a favor with the utility company, God. And tell her what to do, what to turn to, who to turn to, God. Show her in the city, God, that can help her in the immediate, Lord, in the name of Jesus. She said it's going to take effect next month about the other thing. So, God, she needs this month. And you're a right now, God. Now faith is in the name of Jesus. So, God, release it. Release it, God. She's releasing her faith through this prayer line. We're touching and agreeing with her, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You said you would supply all of her needs.
Yes.
This is not a want. This is a need, God, for her electricity, her water, her livelihood. God, we need it to happen. And I thank you for Barbara, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would make a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
You would do the impossible, God, because all things are possible. And she believed.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So, Lord, she's walked by faith. She's believed. She's put her trust in you. And we're believing by faith that you're going to respond and that you're going to get her out of this situation in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
So, God, I thank you that you would bless her, that you would demonstrate your power, that you would influence those that need to be influenced. You would send the rescuer, God. You would send the help that she needs and give her the godly resources to get out of this situation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. But we thank God, Katawoshata. We thank God for you, Barbara. We know it's not an easy place that you're in. You're in a hard place. You're in a hardship. And I know God is able. And we believe that he will do exceeding abundantly. And God is going to show you what to do, who to talk to, how to get out of this predicament. I really believe by faith, as you called on the name of the Lord, he's going to release something to you and just act upon it, and God's going to make a way.
Amen.
In
That's
Jesus'
what I
name.
Heard. He's making a way.
Yeah, Pastor.
I heard God say he's making a way.
He's going to give her a strategy. He's going to show her where to go, who to talk to, who to reach out to. There are resources sometimes made available that we just don't know about. We think we exhausted everything, but God knows.
Amen.
And I believe God's going to show you where to go and who to talk to in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen. So, Lord, I pray that you encourage my sister, oh, God. Lord, just strengthen her, Father God, to walk through this hard place, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as she waits and knows that you're making a way, oh, God, because you continuously make a way out of no way, we continue to put our trust and our hope in you, oh, God, knowing that you can do all things and that nothing is too hard for you, oh, God. So, Lord, we give this situation over to you, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you encourage our sister's heart. Encourage her heart, oh, God. Let her continue to delight herself in you. Let her continue to yet praise you, yet give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, yet glorify your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to look towards that light, oh God, you being that light, the main light, oh God, hallelujah, the light of the world, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we look towards you in our dark situations. So, Lord, as we are the light of the earth, God, we thank you that you are our bright and morning star, oh God, that you are our, Jesus is our day star, oh God. So we ask that you will just strengthen our sisters, encourage our heart, oh God. Help us, oh Father God, walk through this time, Lord. We know that you will never leave her, you will never forsake her, and let that word be an anchor for her, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, oh God, that this too shall pass, and she shall come out of this with another testimony. So we thank you for the testimony that's coming, oh God, that weeping and hardship may endure for a night, but joy and breakthrough comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hardship may endure for a moment, but breakthrough is coming. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough, and we thank you, Lord. We declare breakthrough over this situation. We declare her light's coming back on. We declare that it won't be a month, oh God. We declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, that even as she's on the verge of her turnaround, that her turnaround will come speedily, oh God. Now, Lord, We ask, Father God, that you move now, oh God, on the behalf of our sister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, we know it's a hard place, but God will bring you through. Amen. I did call. I did miss. You did miss my call yesterday. I called you. Wanted to, you know, pray with you, but we will talk offline. But we just know that God is making a way. He's already moving. Romans 8:28. God is moving in the middle of this situation.
No weapon.
And working for your good.
No weapon.
Amen. Yeah, I had to turn my phone off. I was trying to conserve my battery, and I was getting texts from, my phone was blowing up from all of Job's comforters, you know, and it was really messing with my head, and I had to just shut everybody down, and I had to conserve my, you know, because I haven't been able to charge my phone. So when I cut it on and I saw that you were you had called, I was like, oh no, I missed her. So
amen,
anyway.
Amen. Well,
amen.
I will connect. We will connect. I'm certain that we will connect, and so keep you. If you miss my call, just call me back when you get a chance.
All right. Thank you,
okay,
guys.
Because I will be calling you. I will be calling you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We praise God. We glorify his name. Amen. My God, the storms will come.
Yeah.
The storms in life will come.
Yeah, everything is going well.
But Jesus is still.
Yeah.
I said Jesus is still the master of the storm. He's still the master of the storm. He's still in control. I'm going to get this back to Pastor so he can pray for Pastor Jamal and for Mother May Thomas. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for Mother tonight in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her entire household, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength for our mother tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is still her strength. She's a worshiper, a praiser, God. All of her children being blessed and highly favored, Lord. Even giving Mother May Thomas the desires of her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what she prays in her private time. You know what she prays in silence, God. You know in the name of Jesus what she's asking in need of you. And we believe by faith, God, that you are answering her prayers, that you are sending angels on her behalf, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are watching over those that she love and care about in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we pray that you would give Mom peace and that you would give her prosperity in every area of life. Thank you that you would heal every situation in her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that no pain, no sickness will remain. I thank you that she's walking in divine health, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Lord. I thank you that you're regulating her blood pressure and all the things that she needs to be done, Lord. Make her heal, make her whole, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you would renew her strength even when she gets tired or weary, in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless our mother, bless her going in and coming out. Watch over her household in Jesus' mighty name. And thank you for Pastor Jamal. We thank you for Pastor Gail. Thank you for Cloud9 Church in the name of Jesus. Continue to send the resources, send the members, God. Send those that would hold up the ministry and hold up their arms in the name of Jesus, God. Let them impact that region and city that they're in. God, continue to allow them to be a difference maker, world changers in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to preach in season, out of season, as he declared the word of the Lord, as he prophesied, as he speak the word, God. May demons tremble. May people be delivered and set free. May marriages come together. May families be healed and whole as he preached the unadulterated word of God. Do a new thing, God, in his ministry in the name of Jesus. Use him mightily, God, as he sees in the prophetic and speaking to the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Bless his marriage. Cover his children, God, in the name of Jesus, as he goes to you on behalf of his children and his grandchildren. God, bless Prophet Pastor Jamal. Bless their marriage, Lord, in Jesus' name.
all the money and resources he need, God. Make a way, hallelujah, as only you can, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory be to God. We thank God tonight, powerful move of God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. We will be here tomorrow night for Word Wednesday. Hallelujah. There will be a word from the Lord. And again, continue to pray for those. We heard a little bit about what people are walking through. Pray for those who are going through anything, because the prayers of the righteous really do avail as much, in Jesus' name. We love you. Good night, everyone. Be encouraged.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You can't have it. You gotta give it to you. nothing else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
about your future.